Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Socially Sensitive Podcast. This is Socially Solo episode number 57. Today's Tuesday, September 27th, 2022. Today's National Chocolate Milk Day. How chocolate milk got started, or the original story behind it, back in the late 1680s, an Irish-born physician by the name of Sir Isaac Yoo-Hoo. No, that's not real. It's Sir Han Sloane invented chocolate beverage. He got offered a position as a personal physician to an English duke in Jamaica. And when he went to Jamaica, he saw that some of the locals there mixed cocoa and water together. But he just didn't quite like the taste of it. And so after he experimented a little bit, he ended up combining cocoa with milk. Which, you know, that seems like one of those things like, why did nobody just think of doing that before then? That recipe made it back when he returned back to England. You know, he had that chocolate recipe with him. And initially, the only apothecaries introduced the concoction as a medicine. Today is also National Corned Beef Hash Day. It's been a long time since I've had any corned beef hash. Today's also the National Day of Forgiveness. And remember, when it comes to forgiveness, you know, you can let go of that anger, that bitterness, resentment, stuff like that. Forgiveness is a decision that you make. And forgiveness doesn't mean that you stay in that relationship of somebody that you forgive. And it doesn't mean you approve of what the other person did and their behavior. And it doesn't mean one person wins and the other loses. I mean, because ideally, you would want it to be a win-win. But, you know, a lot of people continue to just let negativity be a driving force, you know, for their lives. Through whether it's pessimism or cynicism or fear, you can't get to where you want to be. Unless you're driven by the plus versus the minus. From an energy standpoint, you need that positive. You know, and forgiveness is a tough one. Being bitter and holding on to that resentment in your body, it's just poison. It's that minus when you're viewing it as a plus versus minus. It's a minus. It's a negative on the energy in your body. So today, it's about, you know, you can actually forgive someone, you know, for real forgive someone, because holding a grudge has destroyed so many people and so many people's lives. It's really clear. If one person today forgives one person, then two people's lives are going to be a lot better. And, you know, and then it just kind of trickles down from that. The people's lives around them are better. So can you be that one person this morning? You capable of, you know, going to that, emotional place and deploying some forgiveness? Remember, you know, hatred stirs up strife. Love covers all offenses. Bitcoin is at $20,256, which is way up 7.5% from yesterday. So maybe it's on a good upward climb again. I saw a little story today on Sharon Osbourne. She talks about her, you know, back in 2021 when she left the CBS show, The Talk. She said that experience helped her understand why so many Americans, I guess, don't trust the media. She said, I wouldn't trust CBS as far as I could throw them. So she has a new four-part special on Fox, it's on Fox Nation, called Sharon Osbourne to Hell and Back. She claims the woke mob cancel culture mentality is the cause of a lot of that problem. You know, she was terminated from the show, the Talk, her daytime show last year when she defended Piers Morgan. You know, because he was accused that he was a racist for comments that he made that were, I guess, critical of Meghan Markle. because when she did her Oprah Winfrey interview, he didn't believe what she was saying. He believed it was all staged. It was all planned out, the whole interview, because she was making a lot of different racism claims as far as the royal family goes. And then when Sharon defended him, you know, she was accused of giving validation to something that is racist. She said that she didn't regret it at all. And she said, Pierce is not a racist. He didn't say anything that you could consider racist. It's not in him. And I've known him for 30 years. About the Oprah Winfrey interview, Pierce said that his quote was, hold on here. There are 17 lies that are being told, and it's all one-sided. Now, Sharon said she didn't agree with everything Pierce said, but she still agreed that he had the right to say whatever he wanted. Sharon said people were afraid to deal with somebody that's been canceled, that they're very afraid. She said everybody walks on eggshells. Everybody wants to be politically correct, and they just don't want to deal with you if you've been canceled. But Fox seems to be fine working with her, so we'll see how that goes. Oh, well, that's about all I have today. So just want to thank everyone for listening. And remember, if this is your first time, go ahead and subscribe to the show so you don't miss out on any future episodes. And be sure and, you know, leave us a comment. Let us know what you think. Go over to our Facebook group, Socially Sensitive Podcast, or follow us on Twitter at Socially Sense. And just send us a message. Let us know what you think, and how you think everything is going. Or just leave us a comment on anything in general. That's fine. But so remember, we release the full podcast weekly, which came out yesterday. We release these, the Socially Solo episodes, every morning. So hope you enjoyed this episode and have an amazing rest of your day. See you tomorrow. Bye. If you haven't already, subscribe to Socially Sensitive on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever your favorite podcast platform is. And while you're there, leave a review and a 5-star rating. You can also find us on Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and all social media platforms by searching the tag at Socially Sensitive. Also, check out our website, sociallysensitive.com, and grab some officially licensed products.